King Me, Loving and Leading in a Wounding World. Written by Michael Thompson. Narrated by Michael Thompson. Audio production engineering by Serena Travis and Divine Sign Productions. Introduction. The rain is coming down and I'm inside, poised to go against my younger brother once again in a familiar duel we played for hours as boys. It's an ancient conflict of strategic offense, blocking defense, sacrifice for the good, unfortunate losses, and moves that promise the hope of becoming more. As in any battle, this conflict comes with an adversary across the board who wants to stop you, block you, thwart you, capture your pieces, and eventually take you out. Checkers may be the oldest game in the world. Original versions date back over 3,000 years, with earliest evidence coming from an archaeological dig in the ancient city of Ur. The game surfaces in the culture of the Roman Empire. 4th century Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "Eternity is a child playing. Playing checkers, the kingdom belongs to a child." The game evolved, as you'd expect, with books on its rules and strategy written in Europe in the mid-1500s. It's a simple game, straightforward. Move, survive, move again. Most of us were introduced to checkers when we were young and knew little of the strategy or rules. We just understood one thing. If we could get safely to the other side, we would become something else. Something new. It's a weighty moment when you navigate safely across the board and utter the words, "King me." In that short but glorious moment, you are transformed. You become more. And then, you are turned loose. As a king. Now, you can range the board freely, ruling over it, and the prey becomes the predator, with two important results. You can see what your enemy's trying to do and take him out before he attacks your other pieces. And you can help those pieces become kings in their own right. The request, "King me," lives deep in every man. It is a hope that endures as we navigate the obstacles of life, that one day we will be initiated into a life of more, validated as men. But even when a man becomes a king, when he has arrived at that zenith of his influence, understanding, and authority, he is still hunted. His adversaries know that if they can take out a king, they can make his whole kingdom pay. What a man offers those he loves and the world around him in his 40s, 50s, and 60s is largely shaped by all that has happened to him during the first 2 decades of his life. The years when a young heart is subject to another kingdom, whose evil ruler is pitted against him and who works through others to compromise parts of his heart. The chance that we were captured in our youth and held captive on the enemy's side of the board is 100%. That's how our adversary gets a head start. By using other kings to usher guilt, shame, and fear into a boy's story, take hold of his heart, and compromise his ability to reign in his own sphere of influence when his turn comes as a man. These are difficult times to be a man, but it has been difficult since the garden, mostly because men as a whole haven't played their part well. We have not learned how to provide for and protect others, because to some degree, we were not protected or provided for. And so, we have unfortunately continued and confirmed our reputation that men aren't safe, cannot be trusted, and therefore are a large part of the problem with the world. Because most men have not been loved well, have not been healed, trained, validated, and initiated by the kings who came before them, there are very few good kings in the game today. But if men are largely the problem, then maybe, just maybe,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?